The runoff election between incumbent President Hamid Karzai and his main challenger, former Foreign Minister Abdullah Abdullah, faces multiple challenges. Taliban intimidation, voter apathy and cynicism, increasingly harsh winter weather, and most of all, a turnaround time of only 2 weeks. U.S. Special Envoy on Afghanistan Richard Holbrooke believes the second round of voting will be cleaner than the first.
It is reasonable to hope that there will be less irregularities this time for several reasons. One, there are only two candidates. Two, there's the experience factor. Three, the international community, including the forces under General McChrystal's command, are going to go all out to help make this a success.
The United States wants a relatively clean election while it considers whether to send more troops and resources to Afghanistan to fight the Taliban. But International Crisis Group senior analyst Candice Rondeau says a hastily planned election will in all likelihood be just as fraud-filled as the initial August 20th vote.
The question has to be asked, why go forward? Legally speaking, the runoff has to take place. I mean, you have to satisfy the legal processes that are in place in the Constitution. However, I don't think you can expect any great new thunderbolts of just and fair elections because you still have the same machinery in place that hasn't been fixed at all.
In the first round, more than a million ballots, most of them for Mr. Karzai, were declared fraudulent by the UN-run Election Complaints Commission, depriving Mr. Karzai of what he claimed was an outright electoral victory. According to media reports, he only reluctantly bowed to international pressure for a runoff between him and Dr. Abdullah. Former EU Special Envoy to Afghanistan Francesc Vendrell tells VOA the widespread fraud only served to feed cynicism among Afghan voters, who he says are already disillusioned about the lack of peace and security.
Over the last 4 years, ever since the parliamentary elections, which were not as fair as people thought, I think there had been a decreasing faith on the part of the Afghans in their government, in the kind of quote-unquote democratic process that we had encouraged and that they would have been very happy to adopt. I think their faith in the current setup has already been very badly shaken, so this will only come as confirmation.
A just-released nationwide survey of Afghans finds them more optimistic than expected, but still concerned about corruption and insecurity. A just-released International Crisis Group report says the fraudulent first round and continuing political uncertainty have been a boon for the Taliban insurgency. Analysts say part of the problem of electoral credibility stems from the widespread belief that the Afghan Independent Election Commission is not truly independent and that it is partisan for Mr. Karzai. There is standing tension between the Afghan-run Election Commission, which counted the ballots, and the UN-backed Complaints Commission, which invalidated the fraudulent ballots. Gary Thomas, VOA News, Washington.